hasn't been blowing, and then it begins, you'd say, oh, the wind sure is.
Blowing.
It hasn't been, and then it starts, you'd say, oh, look, the wind's...
It's begun to blow, or...
You'd say picking up?
The wind's picking up, yes.
Would that mean that it hadn't before?
Well, it was getting stronger, picking up.
Means it was blowing,
but it's getting stronger.
Okay. Then suppose it's not any, suppose it's very strong and it starts...
Slowing down. You say, well, the wind's beginning to slow down or taper off.
Did you ever say die down?
Die down, right. Die down.
All right. Now, if it has, I want to go back to this, if it has not been blowing at all, so very still, and you start feeling a breeze, would you say the wind's coming up or rising?
The wind's beginning to blow, I would say.
Right, that's fine. You go outside in the morning and there's this sort of white stuff on the ground. You'd say, oh, we
had the frost. We had a frost.
Are there different degrees of frost that you would change what you said? Have you ever heard, for example, black frost or white frost?
White frost, but I never heard of a black frost. Just, oh, what a white frost. That means it's very much frost on the ground.
Are there degrees of it? Is there,
no.
Are there hard frosts and light frosts?
Yeah, a light frost, it means you don't have much frost on the ground. You just see a little. That's a light frost, but a heavy frost is where the ground is coated.
Is it a killing frost? Do you ever hear that term?
Yeah,
killing frost
is one that... A light frost doesn't necessarily kill stuff, but a heavy frost, you know, will kill if it's vegetation and isn't protected.
Up north, sometimes the weather is so cold, the temperature gets down below...
Zero.
It was so cold last night that the lake...
Froze over.
Now, does that mean all the way across?
Yes, I guess.
Suppose the lake just was freezing around the edges. Suppose there was just a little bit of ice around the edges.
No, it wouldn't be frozen over.
It wouldn't be
frozen over. Frozen over would be all the way over.
Would it necessarily be thick or thin?
Well, it could be either. It could be thin or... If it was frozen over,
it really refers to it being all the way across. All right, if it gets much colder, the water in the pond
Hush.
If it gets much colder, the water in the pond might
freeze over.
Because it sure has before. It has
it's frozen.
The room, I already talked about this. Would you count for me now, just for pronunciations, would you count up to 14 for me?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
Right, the number after 19 is
20.
The number after 26 is
27.
The number after 29 is
30.
The number after 39 is
40.
The number after 69
70.
The number after 99
100.
The number after 999
would be 1,000.
And then another great big number of
1,000,000.
Right. If you have 10 men in a line, the last man would be which man?
The 10th man.
The one in front of him?
Would be the 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3,
hold
2,
it.
1.
Hold it. You got down to 7th. I'm getting that point
oh.
now.
Okay.
And then the...
7?
Uh-huh. And then the...
6.
And the...
5th. Fourth, third, second, first.
Right. You were getting into that 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 countdown there for me for a minute. If something is two times as good as something else, you'd say that is
twice as good.
All right. Would you say the days of the week for me?
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Oh, I started at the wrong one.
Doesn't but matter. Just like that. That's just for pronunciation as part of the country. The part of the day, say, this part of the day before noon is the
morning.
All right, now, if you ever say good morning to people?